Hello, Bob and the Black Boots here, and Gina and Wendell and I are on the porch of my house.
Hi.
She's over there, and she just laid down. So we had a pretty good day today. I started off by getting a new registration and new license plates for my car. And actually, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. They had the registration renewal line separate from everybody else because there was well over 100 people there to get their licenses, teenagers and such, to get their licenses for the summer. But since I only had to renew, they put me in the short line, so that made me feel important. Well, not really, but it was good that I wasn't going to have to wait there for 3 or 4 hours, because who wants to wait around for 3 or 4 hours? Logical, right? So then I picked up Gina, and we went to the Olive Garden, and that was awesome. I had the tour of Italy, which is a little thing of fettuccine Alfredo, a slice of lasagna, and some chicken parmesan, chicken gnocchi soup, and breadsticks. And Gina had the seafood Alfredo and the zuppa toscana?
Zuppa.
Zuppa toscana. Which is sausage, potato, and kale.
And you thought it was a...
Yes. Yeah, there was a slice of potato in her soup. I thought it was a slice of zucchini. Silly me. So after that, we went to Zooey's and had a good time there. Met up with her dad and some other people. A friend of hers that she hadn't seen for a long time.
Yeah.
Fuzzy?
Fuzz.
Fuzz.
His name's Craig, but he goes by Fuzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to go by Fuzz, but now yeah. He's just Craig.
And then I suddenly remembered that I had a nice set of darts in my car, because I always forget. You know, I'm not much of a dart person. I mean, I like throwing darts, but I suck at it. But I went and got my darts and hooked up my darts and played some darts, and I was actually doing pretty good. Except the bullseye is just worn out on that one, so I hit a bullseye a couple of times, and then the dart is just like, oh, I'm gonna fall out now, and fell to the floor, which was kind of a bummer. And then we just collected stuff, and I got stuff to make grilled cheese, and then I came home, and then now we're out on the porch because it's a fairly nice day and it's nice on my porch. So since we're on my porch, I'm gonna enjoy a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna invite you along to the process, ritual, if you would call it. I'm pulling this is one of those cigars that is in a glass tube.
Cool. Can I see it?
Sure. Hold on. See if I can make that cool noise. Like that.
Like how you did with the bowling pin?
Yeah.
With the bowling ball?
Yeah.
So she's gonna check out the glass tube that my cigar came in. This is a Gurkha, G-U-R-K-H-A. It's handmade. Kind of has a sweet smell to it, which is nice. And yeah.
Dusty knows about cigars.
Does he?
Yep.
Cool. Cowboy up?
Yes.
Let me see. Oh, you can blow in that like a beer bottle and make it. All right, enough of that. Okay, so I got the cigar out. Cutter. There it is.
Oh, there's a cigar cutter?
Yeah. You have to cut. You got to cut the foot off or the head off the cigar.
Forehead.
And I'm gonna. Here, let me get this over here so you guys can hear it. Sounds something like that. Blow some of the debris off. Well, off my phone too.
Was the sword of the old muggy and disgusting?
No.
Oh, cool. Did you see that foreign guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's the owner.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next step is to toast the foot of the cigar. And then also to take off Gina's. This comes later after you've lit the cigar. You take off Gina's shoes and then you toast her foot.
No.
Okay. Turn. This takes a minute. Basically, you're priming the foot to light evenly. Okay, I think that should be all right. On your light. Then I like to blow on the end a little bit, just to charge the light up a little bit more. Then you take a drink of something.
Deep Pepsi?
Yeah. I know I said I was going to cut back, but I haven't had a lot of pop, like, recently. I've really been cutting back, so while I'm enjoying my...
quite well.
Yes, I have. Thank you, dear. I've actually been drinking tea at work, too. So, now we've had a... let me hit this end a little bit. There. Now it's lit. And I'm going to enjoy this bad boy.
Are you?
Yeah. And Gina's got her recorder with a two-way microphone on it. And some earbuds that she doesn't like.
Yeah, these are uncomfortable.
Are you going to be listening to MP3s, or what are you doing?
Just playing with it. Mm.
Got kind of a rough draw at first. Excuse me. Cigars make me do that.
Do they?
No. Actually, it's the pop, but it's a nice cigar. It's a nice draw. So I'm going to enjoy this, and we are going to enjoy the porch. Wendell's going to enjoy a nap.
What?
Gina's going to enjoy her recorder.
Yeah. I can't wait to get those new mics. Hussie quit thinking about them for like a month, and
then
it'll be
alright. Yeah. Yep. Okay, so I hope everybody's doing well, and... hope everybody, all my friends in the States, have a good 4th of July weekend. We're going to Red, White, and Boom tomorrow.
I hope everyone in Canada yesterday had a good Canada Day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about Canada Day. But
yeah, for those of you who don't know, Red, White, and Boom is this huge fireworks display that Columbus puts on every year. And people come from all over the area. Like, they come from Michigan, from Indiana, from West Virginia, all over the place. And they come into and they flood the city to see this fireworks display. And it's not that I hate 4th of July. I don't. But for me, it's like every city in every state of the United States has fireworks displays. Why do you have to flood into Columbus to see ours? I mean, is that great?
I know earlier it's not uploading.
So we're fortunately I have a friend who has tickets to an event at one of the parks I used to work at. So I wonder if I'm going to see a building attendant that I used to work with. We'll see how it works. But hope everybody has a safe and fun, or at least a fun, if not taking risks and getting away with it, 4th of July. Till then, the Bob in Black Boots saying pick your favorite adjective, have that kind of a day.